Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, boys. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Friday morning show. Getting ready for the weekend. I am in Austin, Texas right now. This is a pre-tape. So shout out to everyone coming to the shows. The Offend Everyone Tour, Austin, Texas, kicking off this weekend. Friday, Saturday, me, Aaron Berg, Kimberly Congdon, Jamie Kilstein, and many other special guests. Got a Depraved show this Sunday night as well. We are here live. Not live. We are here pre-taped from the Gas Digital Studios in the East Village. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. He is the international superstar. What's up, kid?
How you doing, brother?
Chilling. You know.
Good times.
Pretty good. Feeling pretty good, my friend.
I can tell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Feeling in a good mood. Very excited to have our guests on today. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him from the You Fucked It podcast. The one and only Brian Sakes joins the show.
How are you?
What's up, kid?
What's going on, buddy? How are
crazy.
You?
Let's get funky.
I am.
Let's get funky.
I'm
monkey.
Pumped.
Also, you brought a guest here, which I'm very excited about. I've never met this gentleman before, or maybe I have. Maybe I have at one point at a comedy show at one point, but I've never done a podcast with this gentleman.
No, first.
David James is here.
What's up, fellas?
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
What's up, doggy?
Good, man. How you doing, man?
Chill, man. Have we met before?
We've probably in passing, but never had a conversation, one of those things.
Well, you know what? You know? This is it, baby boy. This is going to be a big show. This is a huge opportunity for everyone here. We're going to become friends. We're going to get to know you. We're going to talk about all this shit. What a day, folks. What a day. Let's get our plugs done. Let's get them out of the way. And we have a lot to talk about. Six, we got the plug.
Just at Brian Six on all social media. There's a link tree on there. You can get the dates for all the shows coming up, podcast, For Your Fucked It, Patreon, all that good stuff. It's all on there.
Love it. Love it. David James.
D James Comedy on Instagram. I'll be in Austin, Texas, Cap City Comedy, Labor Day weekend, and also Rally at the end of September, also at the Good Nights, New Good Nights Club.
Ooh. Hell yeah. Zach D'Amico.
July 16th, Catalyst Wrestling in Brooklyn, and July 17th, Trauma Dance Film Festival. I got a movie in it, The Secret of Cuck Island. Going to be in Lahontan, Pennsylvania at the Mahoning Drive-In Theater. Come hang out.
Listen, guys, got a lot of stuff coming up. Obviously, Austin this weekend. Then we have a bunch of other shit. Kansas City, Missouri for the first time. I'm performing at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. Then me and Aaron Berger back out in Huntsville, Alabama. July 21st, July 22nd, 23rd, we will be in Nashville, Tennessee. Then we have a bunch of shit coming up, guys. West Palm Beach Improv, Hilarities is coming up, Vegas is coming up, Salt Lake City is coming up in August. A lot of these dates are not up on the website. Me and Aaron Berg have 22 different cities that we're going to right now for the Offend Everyone Tour. Go to lewisofskanks.com. I keep on adding dates as they the tickets become available, but I think everything up through July right now is up there. Make sure you guys subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. Thousands of hours of podcasts that you cannot get anywhere else. All ad-free, uncensored, and in one place. GasDigitalNetwork.com is the only place to get it, guys. Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, and more. Hold on one second. Hey, I just started the podcast. Yeah, I texted you. Sorry, guys. Shit happens. I apologize. And also go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating, positive review. One reviewer every month, whether it's good or bad, we give out a free piece of merch to. So this month's winner, John Oslomer. Oslomer. John Oslomer. What was his review, Shannon?
Okay, so it's all emojis. The title of it is A Rainbow Flag,
a Jewish symbol, a dog bone, and a camera. And then it's 5 stars. And the review is a little thingy that says free, a hot dog, and an infinity symbol.
Hell yeah.
Well, did like you it. Say hot dog again?
Don't you say it the same way you're from or I'm from, Zach?
What did she say?
Just hot dog.
Hot dog. How do you say it?
Hot dog.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Okay. Hot diggity dog. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Is that a Goofy?
That's from Mickey's Playhouse or something.
I don't know. It's one of these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do a whole hot dog fucking dance.
Who?
And Mickey.
Oh.
I don't know if it's an old school fucking thing or if
my friend comes out that he's a wrestler. He's a kid that dresses up like a hot dog.
Oh, really?
His name is Hot Dog Starks. He's the best.
I love it. All right. Yeah, look, we got a lot of shit happening in the world right now. I'm going to be in a good mood today. You know, shit gets a little wild. Where do we want to start here, Shannon? Where do we want to start here, Shannon?
We can start from the top.
Nah, yeah, look how unimaginative you are. Do you guys deal with this with your podcast? Do you have a podcast, David?
No.
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 Don't do it, dude.
I just freeload off other people's podcasts.
No, it's good, though. Yeah. I mean, it's almost too much stress at this point to even fucking have to worry about it. You listen to Shannon. I was like, Shannon, what do you think we start with? She goes, eh.
I put them together and I put that top. On top on
start
purpose.
From the top. Yeah, okay, Shannon.
I did.
How about you inspire me? For the love of
you
God.
You have a list of like 20 topics.
Shannon, I'm sorry. I'm actually being salty with you right now for no reason. I'm just in a salty mood about some other things that I cannot disclose right now, but I'm trying to shake my salt. Okay?
I understand.
All right? So, you know what? Fuck
it's not like you to take out your stress on coworkers.
You know what? Give me some fucking Main Street. I just realized that this would actually make me feel better if I had Shannon and Natalie singing me Main Street for a minute, and then we'll fucking loosen up and we'll get into Friday's show. All right? Okay. So let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my song. If I'm ever in a bad mood, I listen to Main Street. But now,
really,
another layer to it is I make Shannon and Natalie sing it to me.
Nice.
Go ahead, please.
And we're standing on the corner at midnight.
Louder.
Trying to get my
not the music, you idiot. It's gonna make you sing less loud.
Little club downtown.
Does make me feel better.
I love to watch her do her stuff.
There we go. What's a feel-good song for you, Brian Six?
Feel-good song. I don't know. Oh, you know what? I was listening to Creedence a lot lately, and Who Will Stop the Rain is a great song. I love that song.
How does it go? Girl, sing it for me.
Hold on.
Don't even dare.
I don't want the music. I want a cappella.
Part I know.
Yeah, you do it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I only know the part that goes, "Who will stop the
just
rain?"
Just do it over and over again.
Who will stop the rain?
God,
no, keep
you
keep
sound
going.
Exactly like John Fogerty.
Keep going.
Look like him too a little.
She's Fogerty. She's Fogerty. Fogerty.
She's
Fogerty.
Fogerty. Natalie, I am shaking my bad mood. Betrayal.
Yeah.
In my life. This is the facts, the cold hard facts of the world, all right? You know, you can't trust anyone anymore. This is the truth. David James, I wouldn't trust anybody. You trust this guy?
Not really.
Yeah, he'll throw you right under the fucking bus, doggy.
Brian embellishes things. I don't know if you know this about Brian.
What does he embellish? What's the last thing he embellished around you?
I might have sort of kind of had my body shut down from a weed about
from
a month
what?
Ago.
Oh, that was a long time. Yeah. A dab. That'll put me in a good mood, too. What did you have your body shut down from?
A weed.
Weed.
Yeah.
He did
yeah.
Stoner Dads.
Stoner
McCusker's,
Dads. Yeah.
McCusker and Bodily in Sydney's podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And they put you in a tomb. Now
you can't see them and you get high.
Right.
Yeah.
And I broke them on that show. They tried to break me. They couldn't get it. This one goes in, and what was it, like 8? And there's a few
when you
stories.
Say they try to break,
what do you mean by
you,
this
what does
one?
That mean? What do you mean they try to break you?
You know, this one.
This one, one
the
of
black
these?
Guy. No. No.
One of those.
What, meaning, like, they try and get you super high, obviously, in there, yeah. And then they start asking you questions, and they don't, I wouldn't say they try to break you, they just want you high as shit.
Well,
so,
people always tell
content.
Me that I should do Stoner Dads, they're like, I'll do Louis
oh, yeah.
Stoner Dads, but I smoke
no.
weed, there's
no,
no,
no.
There's,
you wouldn't,
I would just be
smoke
me.
Enough. Yeah, you,
I'm about to take a dab, like 5 dabs to the fucking head, just
exactly.
To, just to
yeah.
Sit here.
Yeah, they don't even do, you know, they're just ripping bongs and, you know, smoking
yeah, they're
going
to have to fucking give me, like, some ketamine.
Yes.
They gave me some fucking ketamine, dude, and then interview me. Then it's going to be a wild time.
K-Dads.
Yeah, K-Dads.
Yeah, dude. There you go.
Dude, that should be another level of that show. Is that you get guys who are a little bit too hardcore parkour for just weed, you got to give them a little bit of K.
Yeah.
Right? Have you done K?
No.
See,
no.
Dude? That's what?
No. See, I smoke weed like maybe 4 or 5 times a year.
In your life? Oh, yeah. A year.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I tried to hang with guys who've been smoking every single day for 20 years and didn't work out well for me.
Right. You, how high did you get?
I just remember, like, I couldn't speak at a certain point. And my body kind of shut down. Then my body started sweating profusely.
That happens. We had that happen to Preacher Lawson on this show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard about this.
We gave him a dab, and then he freaked out and left.
Dabs will get
you, crawled
dude.
Across the table.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Like a cat, and then he left.
Oh, like shit. They'll get you.
Like a sexy black cat.
He presented.
You would disintegrate if you did a dab.
Oh, dude. Maybe toward the end of the show. I don't know if you do. You have anything else to do today? I don't want to ruin it'll ruin your day if you don't. If you don't do dabs, it'll ruin your day. What else are you doing today? What does your day look like? We got to get to know David James.
Yeah, I got
to
drive back to Philly, so that's gonna be a bad idea.
All right.
Yeah, I drove after that episode, and that wasn't a great experience.
No. Yeah. Do you think that they should make? Because I smoke weed in the car. I don't give a fuck, right? And I have no issue with that. But that's technically a DUI, right?
Yeah.
If they catch you, but what type of dickhead fucking cop?
I know.
Because it's such a different thing. I can take a dab to the head and go drive the car completely perfectly. No issues. Kids in the car, speeding, no seatbelts. Doesn't fucking matter, dude. I do that regularly. But some people, they take one hit of a joint. Or if I took like a tolerance break for a couple months and I took one hit of a joint, I would fucking crash my car into a lake. Unquestionably. Yeah. So there's no real, I don't know, man. You just got to get a cool
car. Your tolerance with dabs is undeniable. Yeah, I've been telling people like that one night, the last time I was on Skanks, I think Cannon was on, and I took one. And I was like, I lived on Mars for an hour. And I think you might have, if you did less than like 9 in that episode, I'd be surprised.
Why?
It was insane. Dude.
I'm trying to feel, doggy. Here, give me this. Here,
please freak me out, man.
I can't do them.
This thing freaks me out because I feel like we're just one wrong move away from it exploding and killing everybody in here.
Byron looks like he's been in an explosion.
That or he's causing it.
Byron, you look like a mad scientist whose experiment blew up in his face. He's got a dusty ass fucking head.
The whole thing freaks me out.
I know. I'm the same way. I did one with him on Skank, and I was just like, because it crushes you.
Yeah, it's a little bit of weed. What's the hardest drug you've ever done, David?
Weed.
That's it, really. You're a good guy. See, I saw you at first, and I was like, all right, this guy's going to be a problem. He's a big black dude. Fucking, that's just from Philly, intimidating to begin with. And then after speaking to you for a few minutes, I can tell you're a nice person.
He's not.
That's why I started all those rumors about
him.
He's
a good guy. I'm telling you right now. I know how to do it, Byron. I see your face. I got it. It's not going to do anything. Here, thank you. It's got to go red hot. It's got to go red hot. It's got to go red hot.
I don't want it to fall out.
What?
That's all I'm worried about.
Can you? You don't know how podcasts work? Thank you. Can I have that thing as well? I don't know why I'm so mean to Byron. I feel like I have to. You know what it is? When I started off in comedy and I started off in podcasting, it was so hard. I wanted to kill myself every single fucking day. Yeah. It was the hardest fucking thing. Dude, I had no money. There was no path of how I was going to make money. I have no idea even how I'm here today. No idea. And then I see Byron come in with his fucking just his cocky attitude, and I got to smack him back down to earth and let him feel a little bit of the pain that I felt when I started. Yeah. I'm just fucking, and by the way, it's going to make you a stronger person.
You got to pay it forward.
Yeah. Get humbled.
I got it, dude. It's always interrupting. It's whole to do. So you're not a nice guy.
Not really.
What's give me some grimy things about you. Give me something grimy. That you've done in the past year.
Oh, shit. In the past year. Because
you seem like a nice guy. Your energy is very nice guy.
Let's see. I don't really have a lot of evil shit I've done. You know, just making fun of people.
It could be grimy. It could be fucking... What's the last thing you stole?
Stole? I don't steal.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You're a good guy. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. When's the last time you punched somebody directly?
Well, I don't steal because I'm just like, I feel like I'm going to be that person who gets caught in the first time.
They will shoot you to death. It will not end well.
Yeah.
I still notice
in certain stores, the eyes are on me.
Of course.
Yeah. Got to be aware of that.
And that's when I take advantage. I try to align myself in like, where the, you can see a black person peripherally from me, like the store manager, and then I start doing my stealing.
Yeah.
It's very, very smart.
It's a good move.
Yeah. It's like rioting during an eclipse.
Yes.
An eclipse of black people.
When's the last time you punched somebody in their face?
World Star is my favorite site last for time, eclipse of black people.
Last time I got in a fight was middle school.
Middle school. See, yeah. This is a fucking nice, you're a nice guy. When's the last time
you... Now, most of my fights, after that, I hadn't gotten to physical fights because I think I was just destroying people with words.
Okay, yeah. You can destroy people with words.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Say something really mean to Zach right now. Right? I want to see this fucking. I want to see this shitty side of David James. Really give it to him. Come on.
You know what? It's one of those things where it's like I don't fuck with people for no reason. Like
look at him. He's a fucking giant homosexual. He's fat. He's gay.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
in that order,
he does look like Sherbert right now. But I mean,
yes, yeah. Yes, fuck you, Zach. Yes. Yes.
He said I look delicious.
We got to just make him.
I'm wearing all his favorite flavors.
Yeah. Just called you my favorite ice cream. How do you like that?
I'm trying to see it, David James. This is it's sort of a mean-spirited show, and you have a very nice, angelic sort of vibe to you. And I want to see a little bit more of that. Throw a little more heat. Ooh, sexually harass the gals. Sexually harass the gals. Bitch booth. Do a little dance for David. All right. Now, what would you do? Natalie right here. She's in the front. She's a lesbian slash bisexual slash non-binary folk. What would you do to her? Natalie, go back to your face. What would you do to her? Tell her right to her face.
What's her name again?
Natalie.
Bitch, it doesn't matter what your name is.
I like it. All right, now Shannon. Shannon, go get a camera on Shannon. Shannon, she's a little bit older. I know. But that's okay, too. The older women like pleasure as well. Tell her what you would do to her sexually.
I would totally disappoint you.
No, dude. You'd
be watching. You'd be watching black videos on Pornhub for like a month, fantasizing about a gigantic mandingo.
And then do you not have a big dick?
I got a good dick.
I bet you do. There's no way this guy doesn't have a fucking hammer. Yeah.
Comcast remote.
I got it. We're gonna fucking.
It's official size. Comcast remote.
That's a fucking solid piece.
Yeah.
Damn.
Not with. That'd be disgusting.
I wish I had it.
Yeah.
Mine has some buttons on it.
Nice. But
tiny.
I think those are warts.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Mine's the remote that comes with the Roku.
I sex is a piece of shit, dude. Yeah. Like, I know sex. What's the last thing you
sex
stole?
Is horrible.
A Mounds bar. Last night.
Last night.
I forgot to pay for it.
I paid for my shit.
I literally was right down the street getting a sandwich.
Was it out of convenience or you just fucking.
I'm not ever going to make the guy run the machine again. I didn't have any cash on me. I had my car. I was like, I'm doing you the favor, technically. That's what I sold myself.
What do you mean run the machine?
You got to do the card.
He's got to run the machine again.
Like he's got to crank it to get it to work. What do you mean run the machine?
He's like, come on, you piece of shit.
You want to inconvenience him like it's some big apparatus.
Six, what's the last person you hit?
Last person I hit?
Yeah.
Like legitimately
hit. You don't seem like a violent person, but I bet you.
I've definitely put time into that bullshit, but it's like I almost hit somebody the other night because he
David
blamed
James?
He knows what I'm talking about.
He was talking about another black guy.
Oh
yeah,
he was confused.
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah, this dude, he's blaming me for getting in trouble at the club in Philly, and I was like, I had nothing to do with it. But then he went like, well, you went on Facebook like a bitch and started posting like. This piece of shit. He didn't name me, but everyone knew. So I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to beat the shit out of you.
Really?
Yeah.
You could fuck him up.
I mean, yeah, it'd be bad. I shouldn't. It would be one of those things where I'd feel bad
if you guys
shit
don't know,
I think
there's a lot of audio listeners. Brian Sykes is not an intimidating man, right?
Nope.
So the way that he mocked this other guy, the way he laughed about it, this guy must be a pussy.
Oh my God, yeah.
A little bit.
Huge pussy. So for him to be talking shit like this, it's like, dude, don't.
And did he say he's going to do something? What did he say about you? What is his version of the story?
He said I was harassing him. I don't know. He didn't go into detail on the post, but he said I was harassing him. But really, all I was doing was telling him to move the fuck out of the way because he was a drunken dickhead, you know, talking to the bartender when there was paying customers behind him. And they were trying to get a beer. I was like, dude, move the fuck out of the way so these people can buy a beer. And he just freaked out, pushed me. And I laughed because I thought he was fucking around, but then he was serious. And then I left the club because I went home because I was like, I'm not gonna disrespect the club.
So you stood down.
if you want to call it
he
that.
He pushed you and you just, you stood
I mean,
there.
It wasn't really a push. It was, I mean, he,
I'm
I know
using
he
your words.
All.
I'm just going to what you said. You said he gave you a push.
Yeah, so I looked at it like it was the end of the night.
I heard you pushed a woman down and then ran out the door.
Well, yeah, she was
no,
in
that
the
was Lewis. That was another incident.
I was there for that. No, but and then because I knew if I was drinking, it was the end of the night, and I was like, and there was a lot of people there, and I was like, if I stay, it's going to be bad because he was shit faced too, and I was like, fuck this. I figured it would just blow over, but then for some reason, and also he's not banned.
Yeah,
I don't know why he thinks that, but that's but the last person I hit was probably about 3 or 4 years ago because this guy sprayed mace or yeah something towards or pepper spray towards Kyla.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does she deserve it though?
Probably.
That was gonna be my first question.
I've had those situations. I've been with girls who fucking deserved it. Like,
yeah,
dude,
and you know her,
dude, my fucking ex. We were at a thing at the Garden or no, in Brooklyn, whatever the Brooklyn, the Barclays Center.
Barclays,
yeah. Dude, she was just fucking hammered, and she was being a psycho with me. Like, we got separated. Both of our phones were dead. And she's like off, just causing havoc in the Barclays Center for other people now. Oh, at this point, and at one point, she comes up to me. She's like, "A guy just spit at my face," and I'm like, "I guarantee you, she deserved it." There's no fucking way.
Did you find out why, or just
I don't even know. It was one of the craziest fights I've ever had in my entire life. It was fucking absolutely wild.
Yeah,
I remember Ralph. Me and this girl were fighting, and then Ralph was on a date at the same event at the Barclays Center. And there was all the traffic leaving the Barclays Center. So me and this girl were outside just having it out, screaming. People are fucking...
In front of an arena full of people walking by.
But in front of an arena. But here's the funny part. The fucking... Ralph was in an Uber. Mm-hmm. And the way the traffic worked, there's like it's like a weird like winding thing where they're at in the Barclays Center. And he just was stuck in traffic. Like 8 feet from where we were arguing with his date, and we didn't even know it for the whole fight. Like 20 minutes, just like at the trashiest, craziest fucking shit.
That's hilarious.
And Ralph's like, "Oh, that's my business partner." And then his date was like, "Oh, really?" And then they just watched us fight.
Just you screaming in the background. He's like, "So, how long you live?"
It was crazy. I'll never do that again. I'll never be in a situation where I'm screaming in public.
Dude,
at
I bounce.
Again.
I bounce.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it. I mean, but that used to be me. When I was younger, I would just have a fucking rageful thing. If I'm ever in a relationship where that's where we're at, I would never even get there. I recognize that it's going to go there very early, and I go, we're going to fucking break up. This is not going to end anywhere fucking good.
Yeah.
Any of those like where you start like going after each other, you're trying to fucking say nasty things to each other, you're trying to say the most hurtful thing, that is just crazy, toxic fucking crazy. And I've been in so many of those relationships.
Now you just save it for strangers.
Yeah, sometimes, but even that, I don't really scream as much.
I watched you call a truck driver a punk bitch on Friday.
That's just a little bit of road rageruski, doggy. Who doesn't got a little bit of road rage? Yeah, if you don't have road rage, you are soulless.
It was parking lot rage.
Okay,
we weren't on the road yet. We hadn't gotten out of the store yet. Lewis's defense, the guy was 100% wrong.
Yeah.
It escalated quickly.
It was an escalade going quickly.
A guy parked his truck in front of the exit of the convenience store.
Oh, come on. Well, I didn't scream. No. I didn't scream at all. I honked. Yeah. Okay, Zach. This is my problem with Zach. Zach attack. Here we go. All right, Zach. Fucking. He comes at me at all times, even when I'm not even wrong. Even when I'm not even wrong. Here comes Zach, coming down the fucking street, dressed like a fucking banana split. All right? We go into a deli. I go and I get like sodas or juices or whatever the fuck we got in the deli, right? And then I come around to leave the deli. You had to
drive behind the store and around to get out.
Okay.
To go out. In front of the exit is a gigantic truck just blocking the exit. So I go, beep, beep, beep.
Right? Yeah, that last one was long.
It was a beep, beep. Like a little beep, beep would have been friendly. Like, hey,
it
what
was
are
not
you?
That, it was a,
no, no, no. It was an alpha.
It was a rage.
It was an alpha fucking let's go.
Was it a delivery truck for the place? Or
yes,
just,
yes.
Oh, okay.
Delivery truck for the place. So the guy comes out like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, And he starts yelling at me.
He said, you said, buddy, you're blocking the exit. And then his defense was bad.
What
which was
it?
He pointed at the lady at the counter and goes, she knows I park there.
Yeah, it was
which was not a good defense.
Yes. And I said, I don't care. You're still blocking the exit. I barely cursed at the guy. Then I had to drive it through the entrance, which wasn't that difficult to get to, but I did have to maneuver to go out a different exit. Sure. And as I was leaving, I didn't even say it to him. I sort of said it to under my breath, like, you fucking punk bitch.
No. You said it directly towards him while he was looking at you.
Maybe. I might have. But that was fine. That wasn't even a freak out. That's not yelling. That's not like a toxic, like crazy fucking throwdown fight.
Well, here's the thing. You realize you can call him a punk bitch because he already said she knows I park here.
Yeah.
So he already like didn't confront you directly. He's like, oh, well, he put somebody else in it.
He
so
was
you know
also
you can call
a
Latino, a punk
bitch and he was a truck driver energy. He wasn't actually a pussy. He did not like being called a punk bitch.
Yeah.
So sometimes you call somebody a punk bitch and it's water off a duck's back. They don't really care. They're like, I am a punk bitch. It doesn't affect actual punk bitches to call them a punk bitch. They know what they are.
Yeah.
They're happy with it. They don't give a fuck. They'd go join a fucking gym. They'd get bigger. They'd get stronger. Yeah. They don't care. Somebody calls you a punk bitch, you're a big fucking dude. If somebody calls you a punk bitch, you're like, dude, what the, like that's some fuck. You're also from Philly. You got a different fucking energy to you. Somebody calls you a punk bitch, it's sort of a problem.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah,
women, you call women a punk bitch all day. They're like, all right. Because they're women.
Yeah.
Natalie, somebody calls you a punk bitch, does it matter? Would you, Natalie?
I think that's a compliment. The punk element, yeah.
I'd be like it.
I agree with it in completely different definition than you mean it. I'm like, yeah, I'm a punk bitch.
Fucking literally. Dork. Fucking dork ass response right there.
That's what I mean. It's like also now I'm a punk bitch
compliment.
The way that you meant it.
When's the last time you hit somebody in the face, Natalie?
I've never hit someone in the
face. Never in your entire life?
Not with a like close fist punch
give
knuckles
somebody a smack,
in the face.
Smackaroo?
I've definitely smacked my girlfriend before when she deserved
whoa.
It.
Damn. What? Wow. Whoa.
She's
what? Fucking wow. Violent.
Let's have an intervention right now for this. This abusive woman.
What?
Sometimes I'll be like, I'll like
dinner's not
line
made.
It up and be like, You should get a tap. And she'll be like, and I'll just go.
What?
At that strength.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
You smack the shit out of your girlfriend.
You show her your hand?
I think she's backpedaling.
We're just being silly.
I know, that's not true. Mm. I think she just fucking backpedaled.
Tina Turner, you
I think
say.
These two.
Ike's just being silly. Yeah.
I think that these lesbians are having drag out fucking battles with each other.
That's Natalie's new name, Doug Turner.
Doggy.
Breaking Six is one of my favorite things legitimately in entertainment.
But and that's okay, Natalie. I'm not going to judge you and your girlfriend for beating each other.
Yeah, I will say we've been together since we were like 18 years old.
So you've had
we did some petty shit. I haven't been like that in a really long time.
All right, I understand that, and that's fine. But it's hot. Like women getting into fucking little like what a great thing.
This
why the most domestic violence against women come from other lesbians.
I can see that.
I think the numbers are out there, right?
Because it's a fair fight,
right?
Mm, it depends, man. I've seen when you see the bulldog lesbians,
who's
like done some time, in prison, you know. Like that's like fighting a dude.
Yeah.
I like
the angry the ones at the private. So they'll be like the hot Spanish lesbian, and then the one that holds her in a headlock the whole day in like a white beater.
Yeah. So they walk.
Yeah. Well, there's ones you'll walk through the West Village sometimes, and you'll get like a hot lesbian, and she's got like a Puerto Rican girlfriend with like a shaved head.
Yeah.
She's got like face tattoos and shit, and then
and she's like got sagging box. She's got boxers.
Yeah. She's got boxers and a wife beater on. Yeah, right.
They're actually worse than dating an abusive guy because they overdo it.
Like you'll be walking the street and they'll start mean mugging you. I'm like, bitch, you're still a bitch.
Are
you fucking crazy? Like, don't look at me like that. Dude, I almost got into a fight with a fucking lesbian years ago on 34th Street. That's right, Natalie. Years ago all this stuff happened. I almost fucking boxed a lesbian in her fucking ear, dude. She pulled out a box cutter on me.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. These three, it was when I was selling comedy club tickets on 34th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, you want to go to comedy club? I'm like, get a real job, faggot. And I'm like,
whoa.
Something like that.
Pretty good.
You get a lot of that.
Yeah. So then I start like, you know, mouth off with these fucking three lesbians, and there was a little fucking doodly fucking looking Puerto Rican looking lesbian with a short haircut and fucking tattoos, and sure enough she pulls out a box cutter, and I had no fear. Even a woman with a knife, I have no fear of, dude. I was like, I will take this from her, and I will end her fucking world. Mm-hmm. In my mind, there's no way she's even going to get a slash on me. She's a gal. She's a gal.
Yeah.
Shannon, come here with a knife. You can cut me with a knife right now.
Did you have to open it for her?
She's going to fucking hold it by the blade. Shannon, bring a knife.
I believe we've done this with a marker.
Yes, we've done this before.
With a knife?
Yes, you won.
Yeah.
I won.
Yeah, I think I maybe got a little bit of
Natalie,
a line.
Get a marker.
You.
Get a marker right now. Come in here right now. Try to stab me with it.
I'm not doing that.
I'll fuck you up. And not you, Andrew. Look at Andrew trying to get excited about stab me with a marker.
It didn't
happen, Andrea. She's a fucking military brat.
Oh, Andrew's holding the marker sideways with the pen out this way.
Yeah.
I wake up. There's fucking just drawing all over my face. What happened? Andrea, do you think you could stab me with a knife? She thinks so. Yeah. Give her a goddamn marker. Give her a goddamn marker. Not a permanent one, Shannon, you dickhead. One of the erase ones. The dry erase. A black one. All right.
So Andrea, you do think that she will get a mark on you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be afraid of a Sharpie.
Well, you know, we've talked about knife fighting a lot on this show. That's probably what we had on the... Well, my father was stabbed to death. Sort of in my blood to be able to, at the very least, withstand knifing.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not saying I'm going
to... Last time I was on, that was when we did the Shannon thing.
Really?
Yeah. It was one of the last times.
It was Florentine and you.
Yeah.
Jeez Christ.
Wait, that was a while ago, wasn't
memories
it? Yeah, it was.
Crazy. Jesus. It had to be a long time ago.
It was a while ago.
But the point is,
I only remember because I punched Lewis with the balls.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
You're only going to... We watched a video on this. If you're trying to fight somebody with a knife, there's no like fucking taking the knife and fucking move. That's not it. What you need to do is you need to use fucking techniques so they do not fucking stab your vital organs and you need to get away. And that's like proper, like when they say, because you see these like knife training videos where it's like a dude that'll fucking grab the knife.
Yeah.
It's like, it ain't happening. Right. And they say that very clearly. It's like, expect to have your arms like slashed up, but you hold your arms in a way where they're not cutting vital organs. It's like fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Or like your veins.
Well,
and
a lot of those videos, they're trying to predict how the attacker's going to come. It's like, you don't fucking know. This guy's going to come in just going
chaotic.
Nuts.
It's chaos, dude. Yeah. What, like, honestly, like, who knows, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what if he's like, is it going to be a stabbing? Like, or is it going to be a fucking one of these?
Anything.
Slashy.
Yeah.
Multiple knives.
And those old, like, karate training videos of self-defense is always like the guy going like this. Yeah. The most predictable thing.
That one's big.
Yeah, like Krav Maga training. It's the guy that's like, gonna stab you.
Bring Andrea in. Bring Andrea. I don't even have to stand. I believe I could probably... Andrea, come in. I feel like I could probably disarm a woman, even with her military training and her giant biceps. I feel like I could probably disarm her. You don't think so? You're putting your money on Andrea.
I don't know. I don't know what her...
Does Andrea cut
you? You said she's an army brat or she was actually in the military?
No, I said she's... I meant she was in the military, but she's also a brat. She's very bratty.
Oh, all right.
Andrea wearing a dress today, which I like. Usually Andrea fucking... Usually Andrea doesn't...
She looks terrifying. I'm not going to lie. This looks terrifying.
She would not feel bad about it.
No, she has energy. She's energy like Kathy Bates in Misery. I feel like one day I'm going to wake up and she's going to be just hobbling my feet with a giant sledgehammer. So...
You look like your mom picked out your outfit for a funeral.
Andrea,
it looks nice.
So you're coming at me with a knife. This is what if a woman came at me with a knife, I'd be like, all right. I was like, what, bitch? You got a problem? You got a fucking problem with your face.
Her calm energy is a little bit disturbing.
Oh, the glass is coming off.
It's psychotic. Yeah. Listen, bitch.
Holy shit.
Help me. Help. Holy shit. That was terrifying.
That was quick.
She lunged right at me.
That was good.
Shit, you couldn't do that, you pussy.
I found the moment when I did it.
Well, let's see. Good job, Shannon.
Wow. Yeah, it was me.
Take him out, Shannon.
Wait.
What? That doesn't sound like me.
Ready? Wait. Andrew did it so much better.
I'm gonna fucking drill him. You
fucking.
He threatened me a lot more.
I would start punching though.
Oh yeah, that's why you were like, "What am I punching?"
Brains are trying to fucking cut me. Listen, bitch. Listen, you're not fat anymore.
It did get you.
Exactly.
She got my wrist a little bit.
See?
She goes,
Andrea was fucking terrifying. Andrea lunged at me like a wildcat. That was crazy. Andrea, have you murdered people before? Have you hurt people while you were in the military? Do they allow women on the battlefield anymore? I don't even know like what the rules are. They do?
Well, in Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I don't know about in real life.
In real life, do they allow women to shoot and shit? Yeah. Right. Well, but that was recent.
Yeah, of course.
In my lifetime, women weren't allowed to... What'd you say?
In private life.
In private life, you've killed someone? No, you haven't. Yeah. Shut up. Just stop it.
Just two.
Get out of town. what type of military were you in?
I can't hear him.
The Girl Scouts.
Navy.
You're in the Navy. All right, so they don't kill people.
Navy infantry.
I mean, how many fucking... Well, you're going to go fucking fight pirates? What does the Navy... Who do they kill, dude? Who does the Navy fucking kill? Submarine warfare? That doesn't even happen.
No, it's small security boats. Fishermen. Maybe.
You guys are like out there like a fisherman gets lost. You guys are the ones who help them.
That's Coast Guard.
That's Coast Guard, yeah.
I have more respect for the Coast Guard than the Navy. I really do.
Same here.
Navy is probably bottom... What is the military? It's the Marines is the most badass. Or there's like another level, right? Like
The SEALs are actually a member.
Navy SEALs.
But the problem is they got the word Navy in there. I put them right above Navy.
Hmm.
Navy's at the bottom. Navy SEALs is next. Then Coast Guard.
Red Cross.
Meter maids.
Oh, yeah, Air Force. I'd put Air Force at the bottom.
Yeah, a lot of these air and sea things are fucking whack.
Even like Navy's got a better flight thing. Isn't Top Gun Navy?
The guys who are on the ground, throwing grenades and shit. I have no idea anything about it. Do you ever serve in the military? No.
No, my parents are military.
Andrew, come here. Come here. Talk to us about this because you can maybe give us some information about this, and you know this as well. If I went to the Army, I think I'm too old, right?
Yeah, you have to be less, 27 or something is like the cutoff? I don't know. That's probably wrong, but it's something like that.
But if I go to fucking, like, they send me to Iraq, like, am I just walking around with a machine gun? Like, I have grenades that I can throw at any time. If I want to start chucking grenades, that's my own thing. Do they say, dude, you get two grenades each?
Yeah.
Do they give you a limited number of grenades?
Because
I'd be like, dude, I need
a grenade. You can't go in there like
day one.
You want to go in there like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Commando?
How do you get the rocket launcher? Did you get to say, hey, dude, can I call the rocket launcher? Who decides this? Who's the rocket launcher guy?
What's the oldest you can join the military?
39.
Be
a reservist, but you can always get a waiver.
Oh, really?
Because I'm in shape enough to, I would do some fucking damage. Hell yeah, I really would.
Okay.
So, but I'm saying like, who
decides? Yeah, you crush on the ground. Oh, smash yourself.
I think they did.
He was holding the grenade.
That's what he did with the pin. God damn it.
But who's the person that decides like, because I would say, all right, dude, I would want a machine gun with a bayonet on the end so I could stab my enemies.
They still do that? Bayonets on the
bayonet. I would want that though. How do you decide that?
Gets decided probably in infantry training, and the stereotype is that the smallest guy gets the squad automatic weapon, the belt-fed machine gun, because it's funny, have the small guy carry the heavier shit, but everyone gets at least like an M4 carbine.
An M4 carbine. Oh. That's what it's how it's pronounced, a car? I thought it was a Cooper carbine. Call of Duty Warfare. Warzone, my Cooper carbine, doggy. That's my fucking loadout, just so you know, bitch. I know how to use a gun. Just so you guys know.
Damn.
That's it right there, dude. Hell, you should get one of those at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the standard. Yeah.
And you get to just go fucking... That's like, how close are people that you're shooting? Like, is it like, do I go, I'm like, fuck you, motherfucker, and I'm making eye contact with them like 8 feet away? Or is it like fucking, you're just sort of shooting into clouds of smoke and hoping shit's getting hit?
Well, ideally, you want to have some distance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, unless you're going in like if you're going like house to house or something like that, then
just kicking doors down and murdering the families.
Yeah, yeah, then that's a different bubble game. Yeah,
can you rape?
Hmm.
You can't get caught.
But they turn
a blind eye. I bet you they turn a blind eye to a lot of the raping of
Nom
the enemies.
You know, like, a lot
pretty,
of
pretty recently.
You know, some of the Russian soldiers when they liberated the Holocaust, the concentration camps. Some of them were raping the people that are in the concentration camp. How badly do you need to rape somebody?
Jesus.
You rape somebody.
Some Holocaust pussy?
Yeah,
holy shit.
Some Holocaust pussy, yeah.
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 That's, I mean,
how fucking crazy of a human being are you?
We've all been there. We've all been, you know, first thing in the morning, You didn't jerk off that morning? You liberate a camp? You're like, God damn, dude, these bitches are naked. Yeah. Let's go.
She's not bad.
This is the price of freedom.
Maybe rape pussies like chocolate chip cookies and pass right out of the oven.
Can I have another dab? Byron takes his fucking
knife.
This is suctioned to the fuck like a dildo. Like a dildo.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Yeah.
Right. I like this, Andrew. No, Andrew, you can just stay. We're just chilling. You're part of the show now. We need an ambiance here. We need, like, I need cronies. I need people at my feet. Come to my feet. Come to my feet.
Come on his feet.
What do I do, this?
Oh, this is, oof.
I don't like this one bit.
I know. Why do you have this big-ass torch? Why don't you just have the regular one? All right.
Because Byron's a little extra.
Chromosome.
Dude. All right, so this is interesting.
Is it a wheel of tank in next time? He's like, this one's big.
There was
like,
a passenger. Oh, Jesus Christ. There was a passenger on Southwest Airlines who airdropped a picture of him receiving oral sex to everyone on the flight.
Fuck yeah.
Everyone Gary. On the flight.
I think his name was Gary.
Of course it was.
It's always
Larry.
Gary.
Larry.
Oh, Larry. Yeah.
Big Larry.
Larry.
What happened here, Shannon? And so he said it was, you know, like he.
Wait, see, he airdropped it to everyone who had an Apple device.
Well, yeah, you look. This is the guy. Right
oh,
here.
Meet this
Larry,
guy rules.
Who just airdropped a whole flight photos of his peepee. Thankfully, I accepted it, saw who was sending it, and immediately started speaking up. Stay tuned for the police escort.
That guy's like, did you get it?
I hope that means it's a hooker dressed as a cop.
Dude. Dude, that guy rules.
Yeah, dude. I mean, fucking, honestly, you know what? Fuck it. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel
he's rude. He's a real ass dude. I mean, look, dude, I get why it would turn you on to do that.
Yeah, it's a flight. How long was the flight? It's boring.
Also, is it technically a crime? Is it a crime?
Yeah, I better. Yeah.
Well, I'm why? Pretty sure if there's a minor on the flight.
Oh, and, that also just yeah. It's a form of assault, I believe it was. There were cops waiting for them. And he was taken in.
To high five him. Like, Larry.
Like, this is just for show, Larry.
Larry. Yeah.
He also admitted it. So once that lady who took the TikTok video told the flight attendant, she went up to him and mentioned something about it to him. And she said, why are you doing that? And he said, just having a little fun. But yeah, it's sexual harassment.
He's a pervert.
How's that harassment?
He's a pervert.
Also,
you got to accept the airdrop.
Yeah, I was just going to say, they have to accept it, right? Yeah. So why would they accept anything? Like, I've gotten airdrop requests.
Never accepted.
Yeah, of course.
It's going to be some old guy's dick.
Yeah. I mean, like, how many people accepted it? That's the thing. If it went to everybody, it means, like, everybody accepted it.
That's what I mean. So it's like, I don't know. Aren't they kind of welcoming it?
He's old enough, though. He looks old enough that he could be like, I don't even know what airdrop is.
That's the move right there.
He should have done that.
What?
It would have been easy to get away with.
I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, I didn't know. That's like an old guy technology mistake, too.
By the way, that's actually a fucking great idea, guys. Just send your dick to people. And say,
like,
it was
what's
an
airdrop?
Yeah, but like, that's not a crime to accidentally send your dick to everybody. Just like it's not a crime to accidentally walk into the ladies' locker room at your new gym. You get one chance, maybe twice a year you could do that. Like, oh, I wasn't paying attention. Just look down at your phone, just walk straight in.
Yeah.
Solid advice.
It's a real Larry move.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Doing a Larry. Pull a Larry.
So. This is also on a plane, right? A 51-year-old man arrested after sexually assaulting a girl?
Yes.
On the plane? The skies are dangerous for fucking chicks, dude.
This is a separate story?
Yeah.
What'd he do?
All right.
So he was sitting on the plane, and next to him was a girl under 16. I don't know exactly what her age was.
Come on.
And he was, first he started like...
Under 16 could be one day old, Shannon.
Right.
You gotta be a little bit more specific.
It just says under 16.
Yeah, because they don't give more information.
No. But so he started touching her hair and her neck and then slowly moved his hand up her inner thigh. Mm.
Oh,
there was the woman next to her. So the kid's mother was a couple of rows up, so she didn't see it. But the other woman in that same row.
Cheap fucking family. Didn't fucking get a seat next to your own hot seductress of a teenage daughter.
Yeah.
Your own hot child daughter. You don't get a seat next to her.
To be fair, what was the girl wearing?
That is true.
So the woman sitting next to her, she was sleeping while this was happening. When she woke up, she opened her eyes. He stopped.
Wait, the woman was sleeping or the girl was sleeping?
The woman. There was another woman in this row. And so when she woke up, he stopped touching the young girl's body and then touched that woman's boobs, and his pants were unzipped. So afterwards, they took him in for questioning.
Oh, for growing and being a better person, technically?
At least he waited till she was awake.
I have to say, yeah, he was a gentleman
well,
about
first,
it.
Well, at first, he was touching a child, and that's obviously a no-no. You can't do that, right?
Right.
But then he was like, you know what? I realize the error of my ways. I've grown. I'm not going to touch children. Let me touch this. I'm going to wait till she's awake. Not even the sleeping woman. I'm going to wait till she's awake.
Yeah.
I say we commend this guy.
Is there a picture of this dude?
He didn't want the older lady to feel left out.
Yeah,
I don't have a picture of him, but he admitted to it afterward, but said that he had consumed beer, wine, and taken an Ambien, and that he doesn't remember it.
Ah, Shambien.
The old Ambien excuse.
Shannon.
Yeah, people get horny on Ambien.
Shannon gets horny on Ambien. If you want to, listen, if you want to smash Shannon.
If you want to have sex with someone, drug them, guys. Mm.
Shannon, don't be an idiot.
just so you know.
Don't be a fucking idiot. Why do you got to put it that way? Like,
that's
it,
what
like
you're saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying with knowingly. Shannon, here's the other thing about Shannon. She can't turn down an Ambien. You don't have to sneak it to her, okay? You just get Shannon alone and be like, hey, Shannon, I have Ambien.
You hold your palm flat. Easy now.
Yeah. She's going to fucking.
She's a squirrel.
Easy. You could lead a Shannon to Ambien, but and she Shannon, if I had Ambien, you'd take it, right? Gas station to barbecue. I had some Ambien.
No.
End of the night.
No, especially not with you.
Damn.
Oh, damn. Wow. Do you really think that I would sexually assault you?
If we were at a place and then everybody else is gone and you offered me an Ambien, I believe it's for a purpose. You're not doing it to be nice.
So you party. Yeah. So you party. You don't pass out. You just get a little horned up.
Lewis turns down the lights and puts on the Cosby theme. Yeah. Comes dancing back in.
Shannon, you wouldn't trust me. You wouldn't take an Ambien with me. Me and you alone at the end of a long party. We've been drinking a little bit too much.
No.
That's when you want to take an Ambien.
Yeah.
Had a few.
Come on. Right, whatever. I'm offended that Shannon thinks that I would molest her. I'd protect you, Shannon.
Yes, I also believe that.
Can you protect me from yourself?
That's the thing.
Yeah. All right, fine. I would have sex with you, but I wouldn't come. How about that?
That's sweet. Gentleman.
It's compromise.
That's sweet.
I don't understand.
No one does, Shannon. No one does. All right, so a man was charged with felony assault after tapping Rudy Giuliani in the back of the Staten Island supermarket.
I saw this. What happened?
So, I don't even know.
Okay, so
Giuliani said he was attacked, and I trust our president's
hilarious.
Yes, he does say he was violently attacked. He was at a supermarket in Staten Island. I think he was helping his brother. His brother is running for something, and so I'll show you the video first, and then I'll tell you.
Let's see, Shannon. I'm offended that Shannon thinks that I would fucking sexually assault her.
There's no sound.
I would say before I gave you the Ambien, hey.
What is this one? What, he tapped him on the back? It was like, yeah, you're the man.
Was this from the 70s?
We'll play it again. Sorry, I stopped. I was still talking about the Ambien.
Hey, how's it going?
That's the assault.
That's the sexual assault?
Not sexual assault. Okay. Yeah.
So, but I will say everyone does react like this guy hit him. I mean, it wasn't like.
That wasn't a hit. That was him being like, what's up?
So what they claim he said there was, what's up, scumbag? And so maybe his aggressive words are what got everybody's attention. Oh. And then he said afterwards, I guess some of his people approached him. And then that's when he was cursing and he was angry about
How old is Rudy Giuliani?
78, I believe.
It's an old man. If somebody fucking came up to my aunt and was like, hey, what up, scumbag, and give her a smackaroo. I'd fucking, we'd have some words.
Well, that's what made it felony assault.
What if your aunt was a cunt, though?
She is. It's actually her birthday today. 85 today.
Go smack her.
Yeah, 85 years old today. What were you saying, Shannon?
That's what made it, that's why they originally were charging him with felony assault, was because of Giuliani's age. After a certain age, it becomes felony assault, but they've dropped it now to multiple misdemeanors. But Giuliani is saying that he was basically trying to kill him, that at his age that he almost fell down. If he would have fallen, he could have died. He's making it a whole thing.
Right, a whole to-do.
Yeah.
But they dropped it down to misdemeanor, so whatever. Yeah. Who cares?
And that was a Staten Island supermarket?
Yep.
Doesn't it look like a really bad Impractical Jokers?
It does. Like, Sal, walk up and smack him on the back. This will go fine. It's like multiple misdemeanors.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom, home of the $60 kilo. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you guys are in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from YoKratom.com.
Absolutely. Guys, you notice the price of everything's going up. Gas, rent, groceries. You know what pricing is going to stay consistent this year? A kilo of Kratom from YoKratom.com. So you can stop going to gas stations, smoke shops, or bodegas. Just go to YoKratom.com and have a $60 kilo delivered right to your door.
Yes, it's the best fucking company, our best sponsor. They support all the things that we do, including the marquee sponsors for Skankfest as well. So support them, YoKratom.com. All right, where were we? Two sisters working in an Atlanta subway were shot over too much mayo on a customer sandwich.
That's justifiable.
Yeah, too much mayo. I do enjoy some mayo.
I just talked about this yesterday on Becky Allen's podcast.
Why? What happened? What would you?
This topic got brought up, and Mike said that hits home for you in Philly. I was like, if a sandwich is ruined, I'm not going to shoot somebody, but like, yeah, it can ruin my day. I'm not going to lie to you.
And I've said this many a times. Okay, I don't even need to know any more of the story. Is there video of it, Shannon?
No. They haven't even released who the victims are, but they do have the shooter in custody.
So, look, here's the reality, okay? Those women were shot over being cunts. I guarantee it, okay? And I'm not saying it's justified. I'm saying, like, this is why I would never have a gun, okay? Because I'm going to encounter some cunts one day, and then I'm going to want to shoot them. You know, and that's why I think most people shouldn't have guns, because you're one fucking push of a button away from fucking shooting a cunt in the head. And what happened was, and I've got another story, I guarantee it. This guy came in, ordered a sandwich. They put too much mayo on a sandwich. He was like, "Oh, you ruined my sandwich." He was like, "I need another one." They were like, "We didn't ruin your sandwich." He was like, "No, you did." And then it escalated.
Yeah.
Once again, it escalated. And it turned into a situation where people were shooting at each
other. There's no way two sisters work together at a subway and they aren't mean to people.
Oh, brutal.
There's no way you work with your own sister.
A day they work, they fucking kill people.
Are we assuming the race of these two sisters?
No, I would say it could be.
No,
any.
I am.
Oh, yeah. I'm also assuming these sisters are sisters.
Yeah, I think these are sisters.
Yeah. It's Atlanta. It's an Atlanta suburb. Atlanta is a special type of ghetto. These bitches, you hear it all the time, like, "Oh, it was shot over $2. Like, no, he wasn't shot over $2, okay?
Yeah.
You know, The situation went awry. It started off about $2, and then it turned into...
Yeah, it escalated from
there. Yeah. So it
probably got neck tattoos, matching gold teeth.
Oh, yeah.
These bitches.
Talking shit.
Their name on their titty and script.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't use name tags and work there. Just
they just show their titty.
Titty tags.
Doggy, you know, and I can only imagine, dude. I'm a sucker for customer service. I like good customer service.
Oh, yeah.
I love, you know, you're just not getting it at a Subway sandwich shop in general.
No.
It's not happening, right? Yeah. Much less.
Actually, you get to watch them make it at Subway, right? Yeah. So that means they really didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So well, you see him slather right in front of you.
He should have specified in that moment. That's a great point, actually.
Yeah.
He should have specified, hey, he's on that mayo.
Yeah.
Maybe he did. And they're like, whatever, nigga.
Well, if you just say mayo, they're just going to keep putting, you know.
Yeah, dude,
you got
to chill. You got to say a little mayo.
Talking shit to him. You look like a faggot. You want all this extra mayo on your faggot ass sandwich. Fucking veggie sandwich, bitch ass motherfucker. Get some meatballs like a real nigga.
You want me to?
Bitch ass fucking mayonnaise eating motherfucker.
Want me to shoot the mayo in your mouth, faggot? Open your mouth. Yeah, these two sisters were fucking roasting his ass.
Yeah, just cooking him.
Just fucking.
Fucking Hellman's loving nigga. Yeah. Fucking bitch ass Hellman's motherfucker.
And he just, it was the last day, dude. It was like falling down. It was this guy just couldn't fucking handle it.
Sick of people calling me a faggot every time I go to Subway.
Oh, dude.
Kill these bitches.
Yeah, he freaked out. He got in his ass. He freaked out.
Just trying to shoot their name off their titties.
Oh my god, dude.
So just a couple of other things about it. It was a Subway in a Circle K gas station.
Oh my god. Oh, a gas station Subway?
Yeah, they're brutal.
Also, one of their 5-year-old children was there.
Working?
At work. Which, look, that happens a lot, too. Dude, that's another type of ghetto, too, where you see they bring their kids to work.
Oh, yeah.
I had that happen in...
Oh, man, there's just a baby sitting on the sandwich prep table.
Where the fuck did I have this happen? I had it happen...
Go give me some cookies, Latron.
It was...
I want some cookies.
It was a 7-Eleven somewhere. It was when me and Karen Margolis were together. It might have been Austin. It might have been Titan.
And what, the kid was behind the counter?
There was a ghetto ass bitch.
Yeah.
And she had her kid there.
That was Texas. I was in Texas with you for this.
Yeah, dude. And I fucking, it got, oh, that's right. Yeah, she said my car was declined. I put my card in. And Chase Bank, if you go to like a new city and you use your card a couple times, they send you a text message, like, but it's like a minute or two later usually.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. At this time, I didn't even remember that text message was even coming through, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like, why the fuck's my card? It wasn't even declining it. It was saying like...
Is this you kind of thing?
No, whatever it was. What's the other thing when it's not declined, but it says...
Chip not recognized or something like that?
It was like an error or something, right? But it didn't specifically say decline.
Did it say because you were out of town from where you knew?
No, it's. Oh. I put it in and it said it wasn't taken. And then she was like, "Oh, she was,
can't read it."
She goes, "It's declined," and I was like, "It's not declined." Like I knew I had money in my account. I was like, "It's not declined." And I was like, "Let me try it again." Try it again. You know, wouldn't go through again. And I was like, "Well, I know for a fact this card has money on it," and. So she's just sort of like, whatever, man, you know. So then I use my Apple Pay on my phone, which is the same card that's attached. Yeah. And I use my Apple Pay and it clicks, goes through. So then she was like, all right. So I was like, well, just so you know, I was like, I had to make the point. It's like Larry David. I always have these David moments where I can't not let it go. Yeah. And I was like, well, I mean, it's just the same card. So, you know, you should maybe get your thing fixed, right? Which is the truth is my car was being declined, I think, because I was out of town. That's what was actually going on, but I hadn't looked at my phone yet.
Yeah.
So whatever it was. But either way, I was just couldn't let that go. I was like, my car's not being declined. Stop saying my car's being declined. It was like a weird little thing. She's like, look, Sarah, it's not my fault your car's getting declined. And I was like, it's not being declined. And then it just from there it escalated to where we're fucking just screaming at each other in front of this little kid. She's trying to fight me. People are like holding her back, and I'm like, what is even fucking happening here right now? I'm legally not allowed to go to that 7-Eleven. The cops came in, and I was like, thank God the cops are here. And they're like, Sarah, come over here.
Yeah.
And then they were like, yeah, they're whatever. It's like whatever the thing is, if you go there again, you're trespassing.
Yeah.
Like that's you get a ticket, essentially, that if you sign it, you're agreeing that if you go there again, you're trespassing.
Yep.
And then I was doing the whole thing. I was like, what if I don't want to sign it? He was like, well, then I'm going to arrest you.
Yeah.
Like, well, all right. I guess I lose this one.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I did say, I was like, officer, how often does this happen with this bitch?
All right, let me show
know,
you
I know it happens.
Did you show the cop the Apple Pay? You're like, it's the same car. Just so we're on the same
just
page.
Just so you know, officer, my car is not being declined.
Yeah.
As you can see, officer, I'm not broke.
It was fucking crazy, dude. It was crazy. But that also comes from me being such a poor kid that I still am emotional about money. Like, to this day, like, I don't like paying bills until, like, the very last... Like, I'll hold on to my money as long as I can.
Yeah.
It's just a psychological thing. It doesn't matter. Like, I buy airline tickets way too late because I don't want to spend the money because I'm like, no, I can't spend $500. It's 500 whole dollars. Like, that's a wild amount of money. And I'm so emotional about it that I'll, like, wait until, like, the day before a flight. I'm like, all right, well, I have to buy
it. You end up paying, like, $1,000.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's a crazy way to be. So everything in my life has to be on auto pay. Every credit card, every bill, all my every single thing has to be on auto pay. Or I will wait till the last minute and I'll forget to pay half of it. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. So the point of all of this is that those two sisters probably had it coming to them. Right? Right?
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for
that. Yeah, if you do all that math, two sisters, Subway, inside a Circle K, with a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were mouthing
off.
They're waiting on somebody to pull the trigger.
If it wasn't that guy, somebody heard that story and went, oh, they deserved it.
Yeah, somebody was getting it that day.
Yeah, she's just sitting there demasculating guys.
Waiting for some of them.
Yeah.
The demasculate was the son.
Demasculate Junior. When your daddy go pick you up from goddamn Subway?
Apparently, this is caught on video. A sex trafficking victim caught on CCTV escaping from her abuser. Sex trafficking, I feel like, is one of these terms where they throw it out there a lot. Like, what does it really mean to be sex trafficked?
I think you have to go over lines, right?
Like, yes. State lines? Yeah, you have to... cross.
No, really.
But
no?
It is, yeah.
I mean, think about it.
Taken. I always just go immediately to take it.
If you take somebody from, like, let's say Houston, right? Uh-huh. And then you go to, like, all the way to, like, West Texas. It's still, like, 6-7 hours. But, you can go from here to, like, D.C. We're talking about, like, in 5 hours. So it's, like, just because it's, like, state lines, it's the same thing. Yeah.
Wasn't there that?
It's not like drugs. You're always, like, you get, like, a federal charge if you ship it over state lines. Yeah.
Wasn't there, wasn't that porn? Girls do porn. That was all like sex trafficking charges. You watch a documentary or you watch Girls Do Porn?
On HBO, there's a thing called Rich and Shameless. It's wild. Joe Francis.
No. That's Girls Gone Wild.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Girls Do Porn.
Girls Do Porn is still running, right?
I think they found out that most of those girls were like extremely manipulated. They told them like it was actually the thing that you don't like in Bathroom Casting Couch. They're like it's never gonna go anywhere, and that's like the thing you jerk off to.
Yeah.
They were actually doing that to these girls. They were like having them come in, and they were like these girls were like auditioning for porn when they were paying them like I believe. Pull up some details on the Girls Do Porn thing.
Pull up an episode. They were sentenced to 20 years for sex trafficking.
Wow,
for sex trafficking.
Yeah,
the guys running it.
The adult film performer and producer Ruben Andre Garcia.
What?
Ruben?
That's like three races. Ruben Andre Garcia. That's a triple threat right there, dude. That's a trifecta of dickheads.
It's a cultural Neapolitan.
You just named after who she thinks might, who the dad possibilities were.
So what? Go ahead, Shannon.
So 20 years in prison for conspiring with the owners of the adult websites Girls Do Porn and Girls Do Toys to recruit young women to appear in sex videos for adult websites using force, fraud, and coercion.
Wow. How so? Like, but that's like the whole angle on that category of porn.
Yeah.
Is you're tricking these girls, but it has to be acting.
It says that he told them that the videos would never be posted.
Yeah.
And that they'd never be released in the United States.
Yeah, I nailed this.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, at least Casting Couch does it right with some respect.
Yeah, but the Girls Do Porn girls, they're really hot.
Yeah,
it's all like really hot chicks. They took it off all like the streaming sites, but you can still find them.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Of course. Yeah.
Get out there. There's, you shouldn't though, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know which one actually was the,
which ones were coerced and which ones weren't.
Yeah, So you can either assume that they all were or assume none of them were, and I prefer to go with the second.
Like, whichever makes you come harder.
Yeah. Well,
that's like if you're, and they only, in a firing squad, they only load like three of the rifles.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know. But how would you think you killed the guy or you think you didn't?
Yeah.
Who are you? I would think that, I'd like to think that they were all.
I would assume. Yeah.
It also says that some of the women that were already working for them, they paid them reference fees to bring in other people because they felt like women would believe them.
They Epstein.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's old Epstein. Yeah.
Yeah. Look,
sold them knives when they got there.
Rest in peace, Big E.
Yeah, Big E.
He's swinging in heaven right now.
Former Real Ass Dude of the Year candidate. Yeah, it's I just in general, porn seems to be all coercion and all like it's, you get young 19-20-year-old girls who are fucking retarded.
Yeah,
they're not even smart 19-20-year-old girls. These are the dumb ones, and like they don't really, you don't see how permanent it is. Maybe they do now, but. When you're 18 or 19 years old, you just do stupid shit. I committed dumb fucking crimes, and I did really stupid shit, when I was a kid because I didn't think that I could go to jail or die or,
Yeah.
And I didn't. I was right. So the point is... do some porn, ladies. Go grow up. But also, who would even do porn now? Like, I don't understand why anybody would.
They're not like... There's always new people.
Yeah.
But it's almost like OnlyFans is sort of like...
Do your own. You don't need the whole
production thing anymore.
Yeah, it's like it seems like a sort of an archaic model, yeah. But it's like then you see a lot of girls on OnlyFans, like they're in their like open mic stage of OnlyFans where like yeah. they're just shoving yeah. dildos into their ass, yeah. but they yeah. got they make $8 a month. Yeah. And it's still the like the kids are still gonna find yeah. it one day. Their family and their coworkers are gonna see it. It's a very strange thing. Like how do yeah. How are you a regular girl? You hear about that like during the pandemic, all the girls joined mm-hmm. OnlyFans. Like how are you a regular chick and you
yeah.
join OnlyFans? Like I don't understand how that would even like work out. Like what would be the process?
I have no idea.
Manipulate social. You got to almost like get a little bit of a following on social media being kind of a slut.
It's the same thing I think, you know, we do. It's like, you know, like they'll go on Instagram and then they'll make friends with somebody and then they'll make stories of like their girlfriend who just started an OnlyFans page. So they just yeah. like they network.
Yeah, strippers do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't. I wouldn't understand the path. I couldn't even give a comedian advice on how to fucking do comedy and start making money with it, much less a girl on how to like go be an OnlyFans slut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I understand like comedians can do it. I understand sure. how, because you get a little bit of a following and then you're like, all right. Yeah.
Yeah, this is easier than being funny.
Yeah.
Of course. Absolutely.
But fucking.
Do you think the veteran girls like make fun of the new ones? Like, yo, you bombed on OnlyFans.
You're not ready for that yet.
But how many OnlyFans are out there?
There's a vicious bitch Kyla. bullying girls off of OnlyFans. Does she even do an OnlyFans? No, I think she just hangs out here. Yeah. She's fucking mean.
This bitch thought she could masturbate for 30 minutes. She only lasted 5.
Yeah. Tried to take 10. You only got about 3 to 4 in here.
All right, so let's see.
Do you want to watch that video?
Yeah, I do.
There's not really any sound that matters here.
Which video is this?
But so this is the sex. So look here. Oh, okay. This couple. So she just punched. Ooh. He just punched her in the face.
Why?
It's not.
She's probably talking back.
Yeah, they think
she's
they just
making
came
fun
out
of that he has 4 different rims on his car. Oh my god! Fucking loser.
Yo, oh, wow.
Get your ass in the car.
The fuck.
He's like, I said no mayo, you fucking bitch.
Oh, wait, different video.
Yeah. Hurry up. Like, this isn't Jesus Christ. Oh.
Yo, why?
Dude.
Like, still, does he have a, if he has a weapon or something, but I don't see him holding anything. Like, why the fuck is everybody
so at this point, he's had her for over a year.
Is he retarded? Does he not know how doors work? Dude.
This is like this is like an old comedy bit from the 40s.
So that's it.
He's like, so, oh, I forgot.
I'm waiting for it.
Like, he's like, damn it, I forgot to turn on my human trafficking locks.
He's like, don't you open the door.
He puts her in the car. She comes out. She goes back in the car. Scooby-Doo comes out.
Yeah, dude.
I was just waiting for like a clown to come out on the third one.
So they did catch the guy. He was sentenced to 59 years in prison.
Damn.
She was 16 when he first kidnapped her.
How long did he have it for? A year?
A year. Yeah, she's 17 at this video.
Wow.
And he was, what was he doing with her?
It says they were outside of a nail place. So
talking?
It was a like tutor. A shopping center.
Helping her with her homework.
Well, I'm playing a video game.
Prepping her for SATs.
What was he?
He was prepping her.
Wow, dude. So he dude. he drove off?
Yeah, but they caught him shortly after.
And they caught him. Wow. That's fucking wild, dude.
That was so funny. That's though. Wild. Her just getting out and walking. Yeah. He's like, fucking.
You could kidnap a girl for a full year as a sex slave and only get 59 years.
Only? 59.
59 years.
The guy is 29.
Damn.
That's a weird number, 59, though. Mm-hmm. You know?
I would.
Gotta make it a nice
How
even.
Difficult is it to escape from prison? Because you hear about people doing it. I feel like I would be one of the people that could figure it out. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's almost like having the balls to like fucking go for it.
The only way you can do it is if you gotta like romance some goofy looking.
I was just gonna say you gotta have somebody on the goofy inside.
Shannon, yeah. Shannon on the outside. Shannon, yeah. You would fucking help a guy escape from prison.
There's no way that Shannon has not baked the cake with a file.
Yeah, that
it.
Is Shannon's.
Fucking she goes old school ways.
I can see her doing that in a heartbeat, helping a man escape from prison. Some fucking mook that she fell for. Some
Shannon in a winter coat in fucking June.
Yeah.
Taking prosciutto and Italian bread out of it.
Let her bring it.
Shannon, you have had a prisoner pen pal, right?
Yeah. I also had like a boyfriend be in prison for a while.
How long?
Okay. So it didn't
six
last.
6.5 inches.
We weren't in the relationship the whole time. He was in for, I think, 3 years.
What did he do?
And you were with him when he went in, when he got incarcerated. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. You were. What was the crime?
Assault.
How much Ambien did he get caught with?
On her. What did you do to get assaulted?
No, I never called the cops when I was assaulted. Just somebody else.
Who did he assault?
Some guy. It was just like an altercation, but the guy was like a little bit older.
How older? He went to prison for 3 years. It's not you don't go to prison for 3 years for fighting a dude.
Did he almost like kill him?
Maybe he slapped an ex-politician in the back at a grocery store.
Yeah, that would get 59.
That's what it was. No, I mean, the guy was had to go to the hospital. Like, he was badly hurt.
He badly hurt an old man.
An older guy. I don't remember. It was so long ago. This is like 15 years ago.
And then, and you were there. You sit the whole time through the sentencing.
Not the whole time.
But I'm saying during the sentencing, you were like, I'm gonna be with you, baby. I'm gonna.
Oh.
Yeah. It wasn't because I didn't know how long it was gonna be.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't because he was in prison that we broke up. It was other issues that we were already having.
You were having other issues while he was in prison?
I love him. That's the reason. It's like, he just wasn't a good communicator.
He wasn't paying attention to me much. Yeah. He's in prison, bitch.
Yeah. He's beating up old men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was getting fucked in the ass by men.
It's like, who is that guy even?
You think you know a guy. And you broke up with him while he was in prison? Did you do it in person or did you?
No.
On the phone?
Through letters.
Through the glass?
A long time ago.
Oh, man. He had to read that.
That sucks.
Yeah. Sitting next to a celly.
That's bad. Did you hook up with him after he got back out?
I'm trying to think of the timing and of which guy it was, actually.
The fact that you turned me down, but you will fucking spread your fucking legs for the dregs of society. It's a wild way to be, Shannon.
You're being very judgmental.
It's a wild way to be.
You're very judgmental.
Judgmental of a prisoner who beat an old man half to death?
You could also have gone to jail for assault at some point. You just haven't.
When? Who have I assaulted?
You could. I mean, who have I assaulted? People. You could. You're not a different. You're not very much different than this person.
You like it. You like that.
No.
She likes that about me. Look at her.
She hates it about herself.
Yeah. I'm not that different from the guy who went to jail for assaulting an old person.
Right.
You're like, damn right.
Real ass dude right there. All right. One more story here. Drunken flyer pushes girl. This should have been the whole airport section.
Yeah, I had it up, but then we switched away from it.
Yeah, I know. We should have from now on, let's bunch these stories together and we'll make it a whole segment. We'll be like, ladies and gentlemen, airport news with the real ass dudes.
Yeah, a lot of airport news.
A lot of airport shit happening. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm flying on Friday. I'm afraid that my flight's gonna get delayed. My whole family's flying.
Everybody's getting delayed.
Everyone's getting delayed.
Yeah. Why is it? What's going on?
I don't know.
I think there's a pilot shortage, and with COVID,
seriously, because that's what happened. Rainey and Butler got delayed going out to India.
Yeah, everyone.
Plus, I think it's gas prices too. Like,
yeah, the gas surge.
The plane's not full enough. It's not worth it.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, they're trying to move people around to make sure they have full planes.
Yeah,
fucking crazy. Well, anyway, this happened at the airport or an airport. There was a drunken person who was trying to fight an airport worker, and he pushed over his own girlfriend. Let's see.
Where's this at?
Move, bitch. Whoa. Oh, 2-on-1. Oh, look at this guy. He's John.
Yeah.
He's British, too.
Of course.
British people, I have no fear of them.
Wait, where were British vacationer? What airport was that?
Hold on 1 second.
London Heathrow.
The airport was in England.
I'll give you a jolly old smack, I will.
He was trying to go to Spain, but he was intoxicated, so they stopped him, and then that's when his girlfriend started, and then,
Also, he had that in the chamber, pushing that girl. Come on, that's not a move. He's like, all right, two birds, one stone,
You could accidentally hit your girlfriend in the face once or twice a year as well.
Yeah.
Just like
stretching six.
Yeah, if you're a limey.
Can you tone down the Red Bull a little bit there?
What? What's going on?
I thought you were jerking off for a second.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Did you feel the table shaking?
British assault gets me going.
He saw that girl's head hit that wall.
Oh, dude. I was like, "What? Play that back slower."
Started jonesing.
All right. Look, this has been a fucking fun show. I love you guys. This has been fun, dude. Honestly, David James, very happy to have you on the show. You were great. We're going to have you back
for sure. Buddy.
So funny. Go support David James and all that he does. Brian Six, fucking killer, the king.
You,
always love having you on the show. We'll be back on Monday with another episode. I think it's going to be from Austin, Shannon. I think Paco's coming down to record that and to film it. So we should be good to go. But thank you guys for watching. 4th of July. We'll check you then. Have a great weekend. Peace.
That's all, folks.